USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden will address a joint session of Congress this week and is expected to roll out a spending plan to fund education and child care programs. That is, lawmakers debate over his more than $2 trillion infrastructure plan. Republican senators have responded with a counter-proposal, a plan they're calling a more targeted approach that focuses on only physical infrastructure projects like roads and bridges. Congresswoman Kat Kamick says the biggest issue will be how to pay for any spending plan. The Florida Republican tells Fox News that the White House's agenda is adding too much to the national debt.
We have no way to pay for this. We have record levels of national debt. And if you look at the plan that the Republicans put forward, it's a fraction. But it deals with all the core issues and infrastructure that we have to deal with failing roads, failing bridges. We have got to get back to the basics in this country.
This is USA Radio News. And I
drive hell. Hey friends, it's John Jubilee. I've become dear friends with Wayne Allen, and wow, has this guy had a transformation this year or what? He's so excited, the guy is posting pictures with his shirt off on social media. I am so excited for him. But more importantly than all of those amazing muscles and all the fat that he's lost, he has gained intercellular hydration, energy. Did you think he could even get more energetic? Why? Because this breakthrough science of intercellular hydration literally reverses diabetes, high blood pressure, builds your immune system, super boost the immune system. Ladies, it'll balance your hormones naturally while metabolizing all your fat. Every side effect is a good one. This is intercellular hydration, cellular health, the best you in just 88 days. Call me today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he believes that the CDC will issue new guidance soon around mandating mask wearing outdoors. The White House's chief medical advisor said Sunday that the risk of spreading COVID while engaging in outdoor activities is low, and lifting those mandates makes common sense. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb agrees it's time to start rolling back some of those regulations that make less sense. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that includes outdoor mask mandates.
I think we need to lean more aggressively forward and look at ways to try to relax some of the provisions that don't really make as much sense anymore. And probably the ones that we should be looking at the hardest are things done outside. I think we should be thinking about lifting mask ordinances outside. I think we should be thinking about lifting limits on gatherings outside and trying to encourage people to go outside now that the weather is warming, take more activities outside in the face of declining risk overall. Again, I think that these declines we're seeing are really locked in at this point, so I don't think we need to be as worried that as we take our foot off the brake, things are going to surge again.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Some revelations into the man who ran the biggest Ponzi scheme in U.S. history will be revealed in a new book. Mike Fortier reports.
Bernie Madoff, the subject of a new book by Jim Campbell called Madoff Talks, uncovering the untold story behind the most notorious Ponzi scheme in history. It's based on 400 pages of letters Madoff wrote to Campbell from prison. Campbell tells CBS News Madoff was much more open with him than with his own sons.
He's writing a guy that he's never met, six, seven-page single-space letters, and he sent a letter to Andy and his fiancé partner, one sentence: I'm so sorry, Dad. Not even love. I'm so sorry, Dad.
Campbell calling Madoff a monster and a financial psychopath. Madoff passing away in federal prison over a week ago at the age of 82. He victimized 16,000 investors just in the U.S. and over 700,000 worldwide. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And organizers of the Tokyo Summer Olympics are expected to release new plans for holding the Games as Tokyo has been placed under a third state of emergency amid a surge in COVID infections. The new set of plans is expected to include daily testing for athletes and a requirement for athletes to stay in a bubble around the Olympic Village and event venues. A requirement for a 14-day quarantine when competitors arrive in Japan is expected to be dropped. The opening ceremony for the Games is scheduled for July 23rd. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.